Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice and Injustice 2. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening. Booyah!
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk a little bit of history. Tonight, I get to go see Downsizing. I'm super excited about it. I've been looking forward to this movie, and I think it's going to be really great and a whole lot of fun. So all week, we've been looking at things that shrink, whether it's shrinking in video games, shrinking in movies, comic book characters that shrink down, and it's been a whole lot of fun. There's a lot more shrinking. Not as much as you would think. There's a lot more growing than there is shrinking. I don't know what that says about people. I feel like there's some psychological stuff to be said there. But we've been looking at shrinking. And so today, my original plan was to look at if it's possible for a human to shrink. You know, the science behind it and what it takes and everything. And long story short, you can't do it. It's just so many different things, whether you're looking at mass or, you know, your size and the density and science magic stuff. It can't happen. But if you want to learn about it, I will give a shout out to a couple of people who we have no affiliation with but are really awesome. Vsauce, you can find them on YouTube. Vsauce3 did a cool video about what would happen if you were shrunk that features Paul Rudd from Ant-Man, and PBS Digital Studios series, It's Okay to Be Smart, had a video called The Small Problem with Shrinking Ourselves. They're both like 5 minutes long. I recommend checking them out. It's really neat and really informative, and they say it probably a little bit better than we could, but, you know, they're one of the shows has like a PhD physicist, scientist person. We're just nerds. So instead, today, we're actually going to look at Alexander Payne, the guy who wrote and directed Downsizing. And we're going to rate his movies. He's only done 5 before Downsizing, so that works out great for our format. And we're going to rank his movies from least favorite to most favorite. We'll just jump right into it. Oh, actually, before we do, make sure to let us know what your favorite Alexander Payne movie is, either in the comments below or over on Facebook. As always, facebook.com/thenightnerd. So here we go. Number 5 is The Descendants. This is the one he came back, like, he didn't retire, but he took a little hiatus and came back in 2011 with The Descendants. And phenomenal cast. You had George Clooney, Beau Bridges, Judy Greer, Matthew Lillard, Shailene Woodley, a lot of people. And he got Best Adapted Screenplay for Oscars and Golden Globes. It won Best Picture and got George Clooney a Best Actor. It's okay. It's adapted from a book, as we'll learn most of his stuff is. And just something about the tone and the way the movie went just wasn't my favorite. It was definitely the weakest. You know, it's all about George Clooney being a lawyer and trying to, he gets his family trust with all these acres in Hawaii, and, you know, just what ensues after that. And it's okay. It made a buttload of money. I know that's kind of been our theme on the network lately, but and a lot of people really enjoyed it. I just, out of all of his movies, I think this one probably fell flat with me the most. So we're just gonna move on. Number 4 is his first film, Citizen Ruth. This was a 1996 comedy that for 96 was pretty edgy and things. Laura Dern played Ruth Stoops, the title character. And it's all about, she's this poor woman who just doesn't have her life together, and she's pregnant, and she's debating getting an abortion. And all of a sudden, every side, you know, is trying to talk to her and convince her to do this or do that, you know, what they think is right and what they think is wrong. And it's a really neat breakdown. You can tell it's the first of his movies. It's the only movie so far. I mean, Downsizing doesn't count, but out of his other five movies, it's the only one to not be nominated for any Academy Awards. So he was definitely kind of getting his feet under him and figuring out what to do. It's also the only movie on this list that's not adapted from a previous source, like from a book or a story or anything. And it's, like I said, for a 1996 movie, it tackles a lot of topics that we still to this day are talking about. And Laura Dern does a really great job. And you have the supporting cast is really good, whether it's Kelly Preston, Kurtwood Smith, Red from That 70s Show, isn't it? Diane Ladd, Kenneth Mars. There's a lot of people that are great in it. And if for no other reason, Burt Reynolds is in this movie. So you all know our love for Burt Reynolds. He's the man. So it's dark, but in a good way. And you can really see the seeds that he plant, you know, you see the way he's going to do his other movies. So there's not a number three. There's five films, but we're going to skip, and it's a tie for number two, because both of these movies are really great and I really enjoyed. And as I've gotten older, I've appreciated them more and more and more. So I honestly couldn't pick between the two. So tied for number two. I think that's the first tie we've ever had. Almost 500 shows in and we've never had a tie. So yay. But tied for second place is going to be About Schmidt and Sideways. We'll go alphabetical order because that's the best way, I guess. About Schmidt was a 2002 movie and it was based on the story of the same name. And really, this was his second... Was it? No. His second film. And it's great. I mean, it won awards, made a lot of money, and just did all sorts of things. It was nominated for Best Actor and Best Actor in the Leading, Best Actress in the Supporting. And it won Best Screenplay, Best Performance by an Actor. And it's... it actually has one of the cooler moments in Golden Globe, because Jack Nicholson won, you know, for Best Actor in a Drama. And he's up there and he's giving a speech as Jack does. I'm not even going to try a Jack Nicholson impression because I would butcher it. But, you know, he gets up there and he visibly shocked, which, you know, Jack's usually pretty cool and has the same look. But he's quoted, he says, "I'm a little surprised. I thought we made a comedy." And everybody thought that was funny. And it was really great. But just this movie about, you know, an aging guy and kind of realizing where he's at and what he's doing, and whether it be the foster children or his wife, I mean, just everything. It's just really showing what life is as you get older. And Alexander Payne is not that old of a guy. You know, he's only 56 as of now. So that would have been, what was that, 15 years ago? So he was barely 40 when he made this movie about life and what it's like. And that's, you know, really, really speaks to his talent and stuff. And our other number two is Sideways. This was actually the first movie by him that I saw. It came out in 2004. And I know he was married to Sandra Oh for a while. I don't know if this is where they met or not, but it won for Best Adapted Screenplay and it was nominated for Best Picture. So again, you know, all of his stuff does really, really well. And I mean, it got him nominated for Best Director. He got Thomas Hayden Church for Best Supporting Actor, Virginia Madsen for Supporting Actress, and just a whole lot of things. It's a fun movie. When I saw it, I mean, I enjoyed it, but I didn't appreciate it because, well, one, I wasn't a wine person. 2004, I would have just been 21, so I was all about beer and shots, just behind the scenes, as if that shocks anyone. But as I've grown older, I realize, and I'll probably get some hate mail for this is a if Wes Anderson were to do a Jay and Silent Bob movie, that's kind of what this is like in my mind. It's a blend of so many different kinds of jokes and styles that it works, and it's really enjoyable, and I really loved it. Whereas I feel like About Schmidt is maybe a better made movie. Sideways is a more enjoyable movie, so that's why they're tied. But number one, if you've been keeping track, number one on the list is going to be Nebraska. Now, what's cool about this movie is we talked about how all of his other works were adapted. This one was written by somebody else, so he directed somebody else's writing, which the only times he's not done that are Downsizing and Citizen Ruth. But all of his stories that he tells, no matter where they're set, he changes them to Nebraska. And I remember I was watching this in preparation for the 2013 calendar year, but aired in 2014 Academy Awards. And it's a phenomenal movie. Absolutely wonderful. Bruce Dern, Will Forte, June Squibb, Bob Odenkirk, Stacey Keach, all sorts of wonderful, wonderful people in this movie. And it's black and white, which really helps to the somberness of it and helps kind of show, you know, what's going on. And that I think it shows the contrast between what Bruce Stern's character wants and what is, you know, actual reality of it. It won a lot of stuff. Bruce Dern won Best Actor at Cannes. It was nominated for 6 Academy Awards for Picture, Director, Actor, Supporting Actress, Screenplay, and Cinematography. I have the hiccups. That's got to stop. And yeah, just really phenomenal. I'm sitting here realizing that I don't own this movie. And so I'm probably going to order it because it's really good. And it's so many stories wrapped up in one. It's a father-son story. It's a passing the torch story. It's a hopeful story. It's, you know, a Twilight. And when, I mean, I don't mean glittery vampires. I mean, end of your life, Twilight years story. And it is absolutely wonderful. I think this was the movie that I really started to appreciate Will Forte as an actor. And, you know, he would go on to be Last Man on Earth. Bruce Stern's always been great. And yeah, just really phenomenal, phenomenal movie. And you should check it out. You should check out all these. Check out all these. And like I said, let us know which ones are your favorite. So that's the top 5 Alexander Payne movies. That's the only 5 Alexander Payne movies. But let us know which one's your favorite. Like I said, comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there. And we love to hear from everybody. You can also email me directly. You can email thenightnerd@outlook.com or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I enjoy hearing from each and every single one of you. It's a lot of fun. And when I say we also have Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words here on the network. Derek and Colby talk all sorts of things, usually Grant Morrison, but with other things sprinkled in there just for good measure. You should definitely check them out. They're everywhere. I mean, they're on the network. So if you're listening to this, click forward or backward one or two shows and you'll find them. But if you want to find them directly, they're on Facebook and Twitter at Blah Blah Podcast. Or since they're on the network, you can let me know and it'll be a good time. But that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening and we will see you tomorrow. Beautiful.